Hello, this is David G, and welcome to day 30. Day 30 of your 40 days of transformation. We're 3/4 of the way there, and you probably thought it would never happen. We're all familiar with affirmations. The goddess of affirmations, Louise Hay, has truly expanded this way of thinking into books, CDs, downloads, and touched millions of people around the world through her You Can Heal Your Life series. An affirmation is essentially when you tell yourself something in a positive way, and that allows that thought form to sort of weave its way into the chemical structure and physical structure of your brain as all your thoughts and all the cells in your body resonate with that concept. And affirmations are based on the fact that you speak in the present tense. I am love. I am safe. I am happy. Those are typical affirmations that we can all use in any moment. And of course, we can broaden and expand that to include anything that's going on in your life that was formerly a constriction. So I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, the brilliant and hilarious comedian Kyle Cease. And we were talking about affirmations. And he said, I think I've taken it one step further. I speak about things I want as if they're in the past, like they've already happened. So I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, for example, if I'm trying to get a job, I'll say to myself or I'll say to a friend, remember when I got that job? Remember when I was on stage in front of those 5,000 people and I totally had them captivated? Remember when? And we go on and talk about these things as if they're in the past. This is a very, very powerful tool. Because when people say to me, oh, I just sent my resume in and I applied for a job, my response to them will be, remember when you applied to that job, got it, and you aced it, you were the number one person, they selected you instantly, and then you had this amazing career, remember that? And as you start to place the object actually into past memories, sanskara in Sanskrit, then it not only is an affirmation that's powerful in the present moment, but it becomes this practice that you can live directing what you want, weaving it through you, ingesting it, digesting it, and then releasing it. And it becomes something of the past. It becomes a fact. It becomes carved in stone. And since we know that every moment in your life has led up to this moment, when you can psychologically and spiritually weave a future desire into a past accomplishment, we transcend space and time. We put ourselves in a space that moment was exactly as it should have been, because this moment is perfect. So why don't we do this? Select something in your life that you desire right now. Maybe it's a relationship that you're hoping will evolve in a certain way. Maybe it is a job opportunity that you're applying for or thinking of. Maybe it's getting into school of some sort. Whatever it is, close your eyes right now and settle in and think of that thing that you want so much. And once you're clear on that, now invite that into your heart. Invite that desire. Invite that intention into your heart and feel it settle in there. Feel it become a part of you. And keep your attention on it. And now move that desire into the past tense and say to yourself silently, or say it out loud, remember when I got that job? made that connection with that person, got that amazing car in my driveway, found that puppy, got those amazing tickets. Remember when I got that raise? Remember when I got the promotion? Remember when I won that award? So go there now. Just keep saying that to yourself. Remember when. It's almost impossible to do this exercise without laughing hysterically at a certain point, because then you realize, of course I can have that. Of course that did happen. So now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feel your belly fill. And let's exhale and just let it go. Let's release that intention, that desire, even its past tense version. Let's let it go. Leave it up to the universe to work out all the details. And now let's get ready for our meditation. So sit comfortably and take a few long, slow, deep breaths in. And let them release. Do that one more time. And let it go. And as you exhale, feel yourself soften. Feel your shoulders relax. Feel your body calm down, slow down, ease itself into stillness. With each breath, feel yourself slow a little bit more. And a little bit more. And a little bit more. And let's use the mantra, Sanskara. Sanskara. It means an image etched into your consciousness from a past life or past experiences. And when you notice you're drifting away to actual images that are etched into the past, you can float with them for a little bit, but ultimately come back to the mantra, Sanskara. 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 And if you find yourself focused on a mood or a feeling or an emotion, treat these as you would any other thought and gently drift back to the mantra. I'll watch the time and I'll ring the chime at the 10, 20, and 30 minute mark. When you hear the three chimes at the end, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And gently release. And now let's seal this meditation by chanting the hymn of the universe. Aum, together. Take a deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Look around at all that sanskara. And now it's time for our metta moment. Our metta moment where we get to flow loving kindness out into the world. Real time. So today, whenever someone says to you, I wish I could, or I'm trying to do that, or here's an opportunity available to me, say to them, remember when you... And then start a whole conversation over all that past stuff that happened. So you don't have to worry about it going forward. It already happened. This is David G. from the sweet spot of the universe, wishing you an amazing day. And a day where you can truly say to yourself, many times throughout the day, remember when I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.